Blog Talk Radio.
There is only one mother, and she gives herself freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
With a rundown of GGM Radio's brand new schedule. Boy, have we got some wonderful new programs with great new hosts. A little something for everyone. On Mondays at 11 a.m. Central, it's Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell for an hour of psychic chat and inspirational guests. Mondays at 7 p.m. Central, it's time for Primarily Paranormal with psychic Tina Marie. Share an hour with Tina and Bob Weber of Gulf Coast Paranormal. On the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 8 p.m. Central, it's the Back to Brilliance Hour with Lynn Hoft and Vivian Hildebrand, an hour devoted to your spiritual growth. Wednesdays start at 11 a.m. Central with Maggie Holbeck and Crystal Clear Coaching, featuring motivational inspiration to get your life back on track. At 1 p.m. Central, join Claudia Cleary on Wednesdays with Namaste Nutrition for an hour of soothing chat all about good health, positivity, and spiritual balance. Thursdays, start your day at 9 a.m. Central with Nancy Murdoch and Mastering the Art of Joyfulness. Let Nancy and her special guests lift you out of that rut and get you back in your groove. At 8 p.m. Central, join Dr. Gregory Scott for the Light Giver Universal Healer Hour. Gregory offers spiritual education to further you along your path to enlightenment and empowerment. Fridays at 12 noon Central, it's Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser. Join Brenda for an hour of inspiration and motivation, featuring a lineup of today's most popular authors and guests. Friday night at 7 p.m. Central, enjoy an hour of psychic chat with spot-on reader Tasha Harris and the Angels Network. Saturdays begin at noon Central with Bea Delosier, yours truly, and the Metaphysical Edge for psychic chat and interesting guests ranging from UFO research, paranormal experiencers, and all things metaphysical. At 2 p.m. Central on Saturday, it's Audrey Quinn and My Beauty Angel, an hour created just for you with tips and tricks on how to be the best you can be with what God has given you. Sunday is a day of service here on Greater Good Ministries Radio, each week featuring a different interfaith minister, bringing joy, upliftment, and unfoldment for body, mind, and spirit. First Sunday of the month is Conversations Beyond the Edge with Dr. Gregory Scott. The second Sunday of the month is the Empowerment Hour with Reverend Barbara B. Delosier. Third Sunday of the month is the Light Givers International Sunday Service and Worldwide Source a Nation Celebration. The fourth Sunday of the month is In His Presence with Evangelist Patricia Benneman. Hope you will join us live for all of our Greater Good Ministries radio programs, but if you can't be with us in person, you can hear any of our programs on demand in archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/ggmradio. And remember, all of our programs now stream live from our home site, www.ggmradio.com. Wishing everyone warmest blessings, always in love, light, and sound. Music provided by Arvel Bird, musician extraordinaire. Visit him at arvelbird.com and get a hold of all of Arvel's wonderful music.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Messages of Light. I am your host, Amanda Dowell. Today we have a very special guest who comes from St. Louis, Missouri, actually St. Charles, and her name is Angela Thomas. She is a noted psychic and clairvoyant who was born in Warner Robins, Georgia in 1960. She gained a reputation for her psychic abilities through private session and instruction throughout the United States and abroad also. So she's known for detailed, accurate predictions, readings, and she's also a research psychic who works with precognition. So she's designed courses in psychic development, which she teaches at a college, which I've actually had the privilege of taking, and I'm so excited about that. And Angela has also done radio, and she's also written some books and done some, she's a writer of some short stories on paranormal and aliens and space beings. So there's all kinds of things that she's been into. Angela has also writes for Ask Angela, Insights for Your Life, an intuitive column, and she's been published since 2004, which is really exciting. And she also holds a BA in communications, and she is currently in the MFA writing program in Lindenwood University in St. Charles. So Angela Thomas is the author of two upcoming books called Developing Your Psychic Abilities, The Fast Track Guide to Enhancing Your Gifts, and Three-Dimensional Tarot, The Art of Gathering Information. So she's also a speaker on all kinds of things like psychic development to extrasensory perception to psychic phenomenon, and she also is in film. Wow, so Angela's also in film too. That's pretty exciting. We've got like all kinds of things going on, and you can also hear her on a new internet radio show called ALT Talk Radio, airing on in 2012. So she's got a lot of things going on here, and you can find out some more of this information at angelathomas.org, and she probably has some other things to announce. And if you have questions for us, you can call 347-237-5339. So I'm very excited to have my psychic development teacher here. And with that being said, I'm going to actually bring her live. Welcome to the show, Angela.
Well, hello, Amanda. Thank you for having me on the show.
Hi, it's a pleasure to have you here. Thank you for coming on. I'm so excited because I've taken already two classes from you, and you're getting ready to offer some online as well, and you've got just many, many, many things going on here, and I'm just excited to have you share and talk with all of us today.
Yeah, you know, Amanda, I always have something going on, whether it's teaching or writing or reading or, you know, I've got some upcoming television radio show things out of actually LUTV will be producing a television and radio show for me beginning this fall. I just began a Perspective X radio show on the Paranormal Radio Network with Stephanie Bonetti. It's a variety show, so it's not all about the paranormal. And
Oh, wow.
You know, I've got a lot going on.
Yes, you do. You've just got so much stuff going on, and that's exciting that you're going to be some other places so people can actually listen to you on radio or maybe, you know, take advantage of learning from you and also maybe reading some of your books that you have out. I know you're still in progress of working on one, but this is just really all exciting, all the stuff that you have.
Absolutely. And, you know, Amanda, I will be taking my psychic development classes online this summer at developingyourpsychicabilities.com, or you can go to the AngelaThomas.org site and get the roster and of classes that will be offered. And one of the great things about it, Amanda, is, you know, taking online classes eliminates the geographic barrier. So, you know, not everyone can drive to Missouri, or, you know, maybe they're already in Missouri, but, you know, it's a long distance for them to attend the college to learn about psychic development. So taking it online really eliminates the geographic barrier. And additionally, beyond psychic development, my own courses, that is, I am bringing aboard other instructors who have an expertise in their area, such as tarot, dowsing. I've got a life coach coming on, a health and wellness coach. I've got an astrologer, a numerologist. So there's an abundance of classes that will be offered and workshops as well. So some of them will be a one-time workshop, while other classes may be several or, you know, 6 weeks at a time if you take it with me. So I'm just very excited about that.
Yeah, well, you know, that it's good because then people who need that extra little oomph or push, or maybe they say, gee, I don't know, you know, if I know what I'm doing, you know, they have something that they can actually tap into.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So also, I have to tell you that my column will be in Manhattan by July. So the
you know
Afghan
what? That is really
insight
exciting.
For your life.
My goodness.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm excited about that, and just a lot of things going on. But, you know, I really do love to teach the psychic development portion of it, Amanda, because, you know, everyone truly is a psychic. Unfortunately, many people are just not aware that they are walking around with those abilities, or, you know, still, those who recognize that they truly are psychic are not putting the time and energy into it to develop it. But at some point in our lives, I really do believe that people recognize that, you know, recognizes the gift, and they want to develop it, and they want to work with it, and that's what I'm here for.
Yeah. Well, I know being a psychic here and working with you several years ago, I really had a great time working with you online. But furthermore, when I started working with you in person, which a lot of people say, oh, gee, why would a psychic who's had, you know, experience taking, you know, doing readings for years need a psychic development course for exactly what you just said, learning more and developing more? And, you know, I tried to keep it quiet in that classroom that I was a psychic, but I knew by the end of it, it was going to come out during the first class because I was really kind of shy. I really didn't know what to say. And a lot of people are like, wow, a radio host is shy. Yeah, in person I can be, but it, you know, it came out in the ending, and I learned so much from all of those people, even in the first class and the second class, and, you know, even more when we meet up, and even more when we develop, and then when we talk, and, you know, it's just such a great group of people, and then it just keeps growing, and then there's, you know, the access online is even better and bigger. I love it. I mean, it's just people taking advantage of learning how to develop that, whether they use it or they don't use it. You know, maybe they just use it in their everyday life. I think, like you said, we all have it. It just depends on, you know, what you want to tap into and how often you exercise it.
Yeah, and I'm glad that you mentioned how often that you exercise it, Amanda, because, you know, if you don't use it, you lose it. You've heard that saying before. And it's true with, you know, your intuitive abilities. If you're not practicing, if you're not using it, certainly the strength of the ability or the weakness of it will show up depending on, you know, how much time you put into it. So, you know, even if somebody once a day says, you know what, I'm going to meditate. And why do I say it like that? Because, you know, a lot of people go, oh, forget about it. You know, I can't meditate, or I fall asleep, or I'm bored. But if they take a 15 to 20-minute meditation, whether that's a focused meditation, like, let's say, focusing on a candle flame or focusing on an object, or maybe even a guided meditation where someone is taking you through, the meditation itself, or even if one, decides to sit in silence, that part alone will keep the intuitive, let's say, highway open for them. And also, you know, everything does begin with meditation. It's the foundation in which we build all intuitive abilities on. So, you know, if nothing more, take 15 minutes out a day to keep those abilities sharp.
Absolutely, because like you said, if you don't keep those abilities going, you can lose them. It's like anything else that you do. If you don't really exercise it, you don't have it to look upon. And even more for those of us that practice it or that have, you know, appointments every day like you do, I think it's important to see what you can learn just out of taking a class. I mean, you meet so many interesting people, and you learn so many interesting things, not only from, you know, the teacher, but the students and also your clients. So you can learn something every day just from working with developing your psychic ability.
That's true. And, you know, I do have practicing psychics. I'm currently teaching an advanced course at St. Charles Community College in Cottleville, which is, you know, just an extension of St. Charles itself. But I have practicing psychics in that class. And, you know, I teach, you know, most of that advanced is on precognition. And precognition is the ability to predict, right? And I have more focus on retrocognition, which is the ability to look into the past. So a lot of people that, let's say, want to psychically offer historical information, whether that is about, let's say, a war, or whether that's about a particular person, or even in crime scenes. You know, you've seen a lot of the psychic detectives online. So retrocognitive abilities are really important in doing the work, and also remote viewing. And so for the listeners that do not understand what remote viewing is, that is the ability to sit in your chair and see any person, object, or place anywhere in the world. And I know that sounds a little too fantastic, but we do have these abilities. In fact, Dr. Russell Targ and Dr. Harold Kutoff, along with the psychic Ingo Swan, developed a training program and took it to the United States government. And they taught psychic spies under the Stargate program, and that program ran for a little over 25 years. And so we're taking those concepts from Targ and Putoff and, teaching that, you know, at the community college level. And so, anyway, I currently have practicing psychics in my class. Are all students practicing? No, but there are some in there now. And it's important for psychics who are currently practicing not only to enhance the skills that they already have, but to expand their own way of accessing their information. You know, if we take the same road every day for 25 years, there's, you know, we're going to just kind of make an impression in that road, and it's not going to be as tight and flowing for us. So we have to find new ways to access information or even to enhance the way that we receive it now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know when you did the remote viewing when I was in a class with you, I remember drawing a triangle and totally being skeptical of what I was drawing. A triangle became a diamond, and I believe the remote viewing scene was a baseball field that you had the students draw. And I was skeptical. I'm like, why am I drawing a triangle? And, you know, you would tell the students that, well, you know, you're letting your mind get in the way. You're second-guessing yourself. What I loved about it was how we had a meditation to focus and how we had some time to do that. And I remember sitting there thinking, that's not right. Why would I be drawing a triangle? Why am I remote viewing a triangle? That's really silly. And it turns out that that's exactly what it was. But it just goes to show you that, you know, you can totally let your mind get in the way and that we really do need to meditate even more. And that's a very important exercise that you taught us to do in those classes. And I like to still practice every day what I've already learned from the classes that I took with you already. It was pretty exciting.
Well, thank you very much for that, Amanda. Yeah, you know, the thing is that we have to leave logic behind. And I'm not saying to eliminate it totally, but, you know, if you're thinking in logic, you're not allowing the connection, the spiritual connection, or the intuitive connection to remain. So the more that we bring in logic, like, you know, you shared that you drew a diamond and you started bringing in self-doubt, and that was your logical mind saying, wait a minute, let me analyze this. And one of the things that a lot of people do not know is that the subconscious mind already knows everything. And so when you're doing remote viewing, to kind of go in, let's say, under the radar, you know, under the, you know, to access from your logical mind to, let's say, a baseball diamond in Scotland, you've got to be able to go underneath the subconscious radar. And that subconscious mind, because it does know, you know, past, present, and future, is able to give you certain images or names or shapes or feelings, you know, psychic feelings. And they come in rather subtle. You know, it's not like blaring and saying, hey, I'm a baseball diamond in Scotland. It's very subtle information. So when people begin to draw, let's say, a diamond, they have to just keep that channel open and forget about trying to figure it out while you're doing it. You know, just do it. And then after it's all said and done, you want to tap into the feeling of it, the images of it, et cetera, and then you can place logic to it afterwards.
Yeah, I remember the first time looking at that, saying to myself, that is the silliest thing I have ever drawn. But then on another exercise that you had us do with cards, where you had each one sort of guess what the card was or what the shape was on the card, I was sitting there, you know, okay, that's an X, that's a cross, that's a this, you know, that's a picture of whatever. And, you know, the reverse, when we switched it, the guy did the same thing, and then he goes, how did I do that? Because I'm so logical. And I thought it was so funny because I paired up with a partner who was very logical in this class as well. And it's nice to share some of the things that happened in these classes so people can see what they can gain from these classes and how, you know, like even a regular psychic can have their mind get in the way of, you know, drawing a simple diamond and then going, oh, that's silly, and then it being totally, you know, or expanding on that. Okay, what does the diamond mean? Why is it there, you know? And that was really big for me, too. And then realizing sort of, you know, like what kinds of people you're going to find when you get into doing readings and how it doesn't matter. You know, a lot of people say, well, I can't read because I'm just going to get it wrong and I'm going to get in trouble. I remember saying to people, well, I remember hearing a great thing from one of my teachers, which is just give the information. Don't worry about whether it's right or wrong and be okay with being wrong. And, you know, you have to go into that feeling of, okay, so I have to accept that I could be wrong, but, you know, more an acceptance of just giving the information. And I like how you put that, just in, everybody feels like they have to be right. You know,
I always say you must be willing to be wrong. Because mm-hmm. if you're willing to be wrong, then you leave judgment of yourself behind. And you leave the fear of judgment from, let's say, your client. Because we already know that when somebody sits before a psychic or they're on the phone or the computer with a psychic, that they have certain expectations. That's pretty logical, right? But
absolutely.
if you have the fear of failure, or, oh my gosh, this is so important, I got to get this right, then you're staying in logic and you're not allowing the information. It's really a psychic's, well, it's none of the psychic's business, really, Amanda, about the messages coming through. In other words, you don't have to, make Jane Doe like, okay, now, just because I said this message, this is what it means to you, and this is how it's going to be applied in your life, because if you did, you're going back to logic. Just deliver the message, and Jane Doe will understand that message. Now, let me just add a note to that by saying that if you're reading an abstract, then you're not being effective, because then Jane Doe doesn't realize what the heck does that message mean, you know, something. So you want to avoid reading an abstract. And that's where a psychic's ability to interpret that abstract information coming to him or her, and then, you know, interpreting it and delivering it, with ease. That's something that I believe that a lot of psychics need to practice.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I definitely agree with you. And I like how you were just saying, you know, it really isn't, you know, the psychic's business, what's coming out. It's really not, because when you're giving the information, it's like you said, you should just be totally focused on giving the information. I know when I first started out, I was a little scared of that myself, when I was like, mm-hmm. what if I'm wrong? What if I mess up? But it's just like you said, it's about being comfortable giving that information and just letting the information flow through you with, you know, what you're giving the person. You're just giving them the information. You're not looking at it. You're not using your mind to think about it. So that was a really good, you know, you're a very good teacher when it comes to, you know, teaching the class, because, boy, was I in analytical mode when I gave, you know, that triangle. I was going, what is wrong with this? Oh, my goodness. And I was like, wow, I am totally in my head this day. So see, even, you know, a psychic who's been doing it for, you know, a long time can actually go there, or, you know, they've been doing it for a couple of years. They can go there and go, wow, I was in my head that day, but I was so on the money with what I was doing. And, you know, that's an important lesson for all of us.
Well, you know, Amanda, one of the things that we all are guilty of is, you know, a practicing psychic knows, you know, this is how I receive information, or this is my approach, right? This is my method. And the thing is that a lot of times they drop certain methods or techniques along the way, especially if they've been doing this for years, they go, oh, you know what, I don't need to, let's say, meditate, or I don't need to really recognize that energy, or I don't need to do that telepathy method. And what happens is when they drop off certain things that in the beginning were very useful tools for them, they end up not being as effective for themselves and for their clients. And so it's just very important to, you know, keep that in mind, to incorporate as many techniques and as many methods as you possibly can and use what's available to you. Now, going back to, you know, not judging self and others, you know, a psychic really needs to stay objective. And I, believe me when I say this, I've come across many psychics who, instead of reading, are offering opinion. And I've seen a lot of clients and a lot of people that are disappointed in that. You know, a psychic's role is to be objective. You don't want to be subjective, especially, have you ever heard another psychic say, oh, I can't read for Mary because I know too much about her? You ever heard that before? And the thing
you know,
is
I actually have, and people have actually asked me too, well, you know, can you give a reading to somebody that you know really, really well? Yeah, you can, but you have to come from, like you said, it's not a, okay, I'm judging this. You go into work mode and you become just, you know, it's like you said, it's giving the information. It's like looking at a book. You know, you're
exactly.
just giving the information like you would from a book, only, you know, you're not going, okay, well, in my personal opinion, so yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, if you have a friend, let's say, that broke up with a boyfriend or a husband or whatever, and as a friend to that friend, you know, friends are all subjective. You know, you would care about, let's say, your friend Mary if she's divorced and her divorced husband is just being an idiot, right?
Right.
And you subjectively, mm-hmm. as a friend, go, oh, I can't believe, you know, John Doe is treating my friend Mary so badly. And that's a subjective feeling for you as a friend. But in psychic mode, you need to be objective and say, I'm setting my feelings aside, and I'm setting the knowledge I already know about the John Doe ex-husband, and just read, just connect to the messages. Because, you know, you've heard the saying that you can't help somebody drowning in a well if you jump in yourself. You have to stay on the outside and throw in the rope. And so if psychics out there just kept that one thing in mind, I would be highly disappointed and really angry if I saw the psychics, you know, counseling or psychic reading, and they sat there and gave me opinion, because I wouldn't need to pay them to give me their opinion on my situation.
Right.
Right? So that's the best thing to keep in mind.
Well, I know when I took the class, I was really in need of growth myself. And it's like you said, you know, would the psychic really go and jump off the bridge, you know, on the edge of
right.
everything? And I have to tell you, when I started taking the courses, it was a very good time for me to actually start taking these courses, because, you know, I really came into light of some things about not only myself and situations, but it's like you said, you know, we're willing to learn. We're willing to go there and evaluate and then, you know, spring forward and realize what's on the other side. So, you know, as a teacher, I have to tell you, you're very good, because even, you know, with a practicing psychic or someone who's been doing it for a while, you know, you almost need something like that to go back and go, wow, I can even look and evaluate and work on certain things in my own life as well. So I like how you said, well, you know, the psychic is also working on themselves to,
absolutely.
You know, improve and be the best that they can be. And during that time when I took the two courses, which I plan on taking a lot more from you, I was also in realization of a lot of things in my life to work on too. You know, the meditation, the practicing the exercises more, and then even, you know, the people that, you know, you're drawing to you energetically as well.
Right.
So, you know, the classes really helped me, you know, to meet other practicing, you know, intuitives to, you know, see so much more on the other side. You can see so much when you come out of something like that as well, whether you're online or what have you. So, you know, I just really want to commend what you're doing and tell you, you know, thank you for, you know, taking the time as a working psychic and, you know, getting a degree and everything else that you're doing to, you know, bring this education to other people. You know, it's really appreciated.
Oh, well, you're more than welcome, Amanda. I just really, this is my passion. I just finished a MFA in writing degree. Yay.
So wow, that's wonderful.
I'm ready to move forward now. And thank you very much. Thank you very much. It's been a long road. and I
well,
would always, you know,
earned
I like
you've
the,
earned it. You've done it.
I have. But, yeah, you know, developingyourpsychicabilities.com, you know, whenever you go to that site, and of course, it's constantly being updated because those classes have not yet begun online. So, you know, but it's no different than being in person other than, you know, you don't have the energy of that person in front of you. Let's say your working partner in class or something
right.
of that nature. But, you know, because of the virtual, let's call it auditorium online, the virtual class, you're still going to be able to communicate with your partners and also receive handouts and, you know, PowerPoints and see all the things that you would in a you know, real-time classroom. So I'm just very, very excited to be able to teach where anyone in the world can, you know, attend.
Being one of your students, I remember you telling us that we could practice with other people, such as your children. You know, you say a number, I believe it was the number exercise, which, you know, you can go through and show people how to, you know, do all of that when they take your course. But I remember you saying that you could practice with your children or practice, you know, with a friend or somebody who's going to, you know, help you with that. And, you know, that's another way that you can get the energy. You know, you can always tap into those vibes, but it's like you said, you know, I think for me too, being an intuitive, what I really needed was the energy. You know, I needed to tap into the energy to learn so much more, and I really have learned quite a bit, and I know I've got quite a bit more to learn as well, and I'm excited about it.
You know, and I'm glad you mentioned the energy, Amanda, because, you know, you don't really need someone in person to, you know, do a psychic reading. You don't want to rely upon just one way of person-to-person energy. Because even if you got on the phone, like we are speaking right now to one another, I feel your energy, you're feeling mine. If I'm online with somebody, again, being able to tap into that energy from a different mode, right? And even
mm-hmm.
if it were silent, if somebody, let's say Amanda writes to you or emails you and says, Amanda, can you offer me a reading, but just do it in text. I can't meet up with you by telephone or computer. You should be able to tap in to the energy of that person and be able then to predict, you know, using the precognitive skill of yours, and be able to go ahead
Absolutely.
And do the reading anyway. And so, you know, you can't rely on just one form of energy, because energy, you know, cannot be destroyed at all. You know, it merely transforms, and it is so true at doing this work.
Well, people say, how do you know when I need healing? How do you know when to, well, I tap into their energy and their energy is telling me that day, oh, I need healing and I'm located in, I don't know, Michigan or Florida or wherever. Okay, just
sure.
drop them a little bit of healing, you know, or How did you know what I was doing? You know, how did you know I was thinking of you just now? Well, I felt your energy, you know, through the through the phone or the, you know, laptop or wherever you are. You just really feel their energy, and that's pretty cool. And, you know, we were doing some of the exercises, I think, with some of the students over the phone, too, when we had class with you before as well. So, you know, I mean, we were tapping into a lot of different things, some of the others that were developing with their abilities, too. So it's just kind of exciting. You can do it online, in person. You know, you can practice on other people in person, friends who you trust, and it's all good.
Exactly.
This is really exciting,
exactly.
Angela.
Yeah, and, you know, if you can develop your telepathy, you know, I offered the movie theater, and I said then, and I still say today, that the along with meditation, that the movie theater is the exercise, is the most important exercise of any of them, because it allows you to work with your third eye. It allows you to use a vision board, a virtual vision board, to do all your work on. And if people just practice that alone, they could, you know, really see a huge difference over, you know, several months. But of course, you know, I've had students, Amanda, who truly apply the techniques that they learn, they practice throughout the week, and you see the difference. You see the growth, you know, how they've strengthened their abilities, while others go, yeah, that sounds great, and I feel entertained. I'm in class, and I feel entertained. And then they never do the exercises, you know, throughout the week or daily. And so you see the huge difference between those type of students, those who are there for the entertainment value and those that are there for truly learning the techniques that will strengthen their own abilities.
Absolutely. Well, I know I practiced every week, and I still practice, even though, you know, I'm not always there or what have you. I find a way to practice just about every day or as much as I can. Because, you know, it's like you said, we have to exercise that and we have to practice that, and it's pretty important to do that. So I try to, you know, as well stay on top of that and do the very best that I can. And if I don't find I'm doing it that week, man, do I catch up on it, because I'm going, that makes a lot of sense what she taught us.
Well, I'm just very excited about, you know, the online classes, because, again, I'm bringing other instructors on board. And
I'll be happy to teach an animal class, too.
Oh, there you go. You know, I don't have a pet psychic at all, you know, a communicator. So that would be absolutely wonderful, Amanda, if you would teach pet communications, because, you know, people's pets become like their children or other family members, and it's just an extension of themselves. And so, you know, we see that especially, you know, when a pet passes away from whatever reason. It's a devastating thing. You know, it's like losing a family member. So it's important to be able to communicate with animals and be able to understand that maybe they are in pain, or maybe they, you know, something has happened that, you know, we wouldn't normally with our logical minds be aware of.
Absolutely. And I would be more than happy to teach people how to do that, because I learned firsthand, not by, you know, a class, but actually losing a pet when I was in college and learning how to communicate with him, and then going further with it. And he's taught me how to teach other people how to communicate. So it's pretty neat. I'll be happy to do that.
Oh, yay. Well, I'll put you down on the website then.
Wonderful. Awesome. And
right,
I'd be happy to do anything else, you know, that we need. I'll be happy to offer that. So before we take a really quick commercial break, do you have any other announcements or things coming up that you would like to share?
Well, I mean, other than, you know, summer season at developingyourpsychicabilities.com, there's nothing to share with others before the commercial break.
All right. Well, that's good. So do you want to come back and take some callers and answer some questions? Would you like to
do that?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, we're going to take a really quick commercial break then, and we'll come back. I'm going to put you on mute for a minute, and we'll be right back after this commercial, after this quick commercial break. You're listening to WGGM Radio. I am your host, Amanda Dowell. Check out Angela Thomas at angelathomas.org. DevelopingYourPsychicAbilities.com is a website that is coming up. Our call-in is 347-237-5339, and we will be right back again after this commercial break. So, see you in a minute.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com. and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
You are listening to Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, back to Amanda.
All right, you are listening to WGGM Radio. We are back. Our call-in number is 347-237-5339. Angela Thomas is our guest. You can check her out at angelathomas.org. Also check out developingyourpsychicabilities.com. Welcome back, Angela.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Amanda.
All right, are you ready to take some callers?
I certainly am.
Okay, we will get started then. Our first caller here is area code 972. You're on with Amanda and Angela. How are you?
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much. I'm enjoying listening to you both, and I've had a couple readings with Angela, so I know she's an awesome lady and a very talented reader. This is Audrey in Texas, and Angela, my question for you is, I'm in the process of making a relocation to Arizona in the next couple months, probably early July I'm looking at, and I wanted to know, with my current employment situation, the job that I have now, how much longer, once I get moved to Arizona in July, do you see me with the same company that I'm working with?
Very interesting, Audrey. One of the things I have to tell you is that I don't feel that that you're going to have ongoing employment with that same company. And one of the biggest reasons to motivate that whole change is not so much that they say, okay, Audrey, you know, thank you very much and goodbye, but I feel that there's something more or something different in which you're going to get involved with. You'll be getting involved with something else that will lead you to another form of income. Now, notice how I said other form of income, because I really do feel as though your relocation to Arizona is going to be changing up changing up a lot of things for you. So if you decide, Audrey, that no, you know what, I just want to stay with something I already know, then I have to tell you that I do feel that your employment with the current employer would be less than a year. I'd say no more than 6 to 12 months because, again, you are bringing something else, you know, new opportunities of income once that, you know, Arizona move has taken shape. Now, here's the thing. Arizona, I feel, is going to go a bit slow for you. Why do I say slow for you like that? Because, Audrey, I feel like it's going to take a little bit of time, and you may go, gosh, this is like pulling hen's teeth to get this up and going, you know, in certain areas of your life, especially when it comes to how you choose to earn your income, right? And so I don't want you to be discouraged with that. I do find that you are getting yourself involved with a group of others, group of people that will help to launch your new form of income, if that makes any sense. So I like the fact that Arizona is coming up for you. It's a great place for you to be in. But again, it may feel like pulling hen's teeth in the very beginning of your residency there.
Well, that helps me a lot. Will my finances be, I'm going to say goodbye after, not until after I have my concern is keeping this job until I have the new opportunity, which I'll definitely be embracing because I'm sure I'll be interested in it since I'm interested in leaving the corporate world, you know.
Sure. And you will have the opportunity to leave the corporate world. And like I said, I really do feel like it's less than, you know, somewhere between 6 months to less than 1 year that you would still have ties to the corporate world. You know, in other words, you are working for another and doing what you normally do. But again, you have some sort of new way of earning an income. Again, it feels very like a slow, pulling hen's teeth sort of thing to kind of get everything collaborated and put together. But I really do feel that the group of individuals will be the group that helps to launch your new beginning in a new area in your career. So you are going to be able to make that transition from corporate to another way, and another way would be more, you know, gentle, more peaceful, more relaxed, more everything. And I really do feel, Audrey, that your passion is behind it. So, you know, I just want to, you know, tell you that don't be so eager to jump into one of the members of the group to say, oh, you can earn a lot of money in this area, because, you know, keep your mind focused on what you truly want to do, because the person that's going to try to get you into, and I'm going to say his, way of earning money, is you're not going to be able to be effective in that area. Why? Because there's no passion behind it. So, yes, the transition will be taking place between, again, a six-month to less than a year time frame for you. And I really love that for you, Audrey.
Oh, this is wonderful. This made me, I can breathe again, Angela. Because I was scared that my current job, my fear behind all this, the question I want to explain is that I was scared that I was going to lose my job. I don't want to lose my job that I have now until I have something. That's that Capricorn sure thing. You know,
I want the sure thing
before I jump ship, and I don't want to jump ship till the things, everything's in writing and I feel happy about what I'm going to be doing, you know. And I was scared thinking, oh God, am I still going to have this stable job that it's not my passion, but I'm grateful because it pays the bills right now.
Absolutely. And Audrey, I mean, you're not the kind of person anyway that goes around taking financial risk. And so I don't see you giving up an income, you know, that's a sure bet on paying your bills just for, hey, I want to pursue my passion. I feel like you're able to make that transition, but I don't you know, feel like you're jumping off of a secure platform into the unknown. And so, you know, again, I don't see you as a risk taker whatsoever. And, you know, who knows if your corporate, current corporate, you know, field plays out on you, there's always a competitor, you know, in the same business. So keep that in mind, that it's not jumping into oblivion.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I was scared that he was going to, once he knows he doesn't know I'm moving to Arizona, and once he knows that I need to move there in the next couple months, that I was worried that he's not going to like it, and that he was wanting, that maybe my fears are not, maybe they're just my own fears that are unfounded.
Well, it's a matter of negotiation, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to have to do.
So okay, sharpen those negotiation skills.
Yeah. Okay, awesome. Love you. Thank you so much, Angela. And
oh,
Anna.
Thank you so much, Audrey.
Right.
Good to hear your voice.
Thank you, Audrey. Blessings.
That's awesome.
All right, Angela, our next caller is area code 858. You're on the line with Amanda and Angela. How are you?
Hello, Angela. How are you?
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, and I'm calling from California.
Mm.
And I had a question to you. There is a person, man, that I've known for some time, and it was more like on and off relationship for some reasons. He has obstacles in his life. And I was wondering, do you see that this relationship will become more solid in future, or it will not go anywhere?
Well, let me be quite honest with you. I really don't feel that the relationship is going to go where you're wanting it to go. In other words, you know, there's a lot of inconsistencies if you decide to continue your current relationship, you know. There's a lot of inconsistencies in communication with one another. There's a lot of inconsistencies on being able to see one another. And I really don't feel like this particular person is the right one for you. Now, let me just say that I'm not talking about that twin flame. You know, I always say you will know him like the sky is blue, meaning your twin flame. But the right one, when I say that, would be somebody that offers a healthy, loving, desirable relationship that would have constant communication, you know, regular communication, with being able to see each other in person, being able to communicate via text or email, and you know what I'm saying. But
yeah.
The gentleman that you're speaking of, I really don't feel is going to be able to, number one, overcome his obstacles, and secondly, I have to tell you that there's also a third party that I feel like this person is connected to already. And so
yeah.
What do I mean by that? The third party would be a relationship, a past known relationship, which those ties are not quite severed. And so
the whole reason that he was promising me that he will resolve that situation and he wants to be with me in future, but
exactly.
so it will not happen in other words.
I am not seeing that it's going to happen for you, and even if he decides to finally take the leap of faith,
mm-hmm.
it's not going to be something that you can rely upon. You know, you cannot rely. So there's a lot of inconsistencies with this particular relationship. It is a relationship in which is not going to bless you. Now, you're an adult. You can always decide. Well, you could say, oh, forget it, Angela. I'm going to continue this relationship no matter what. And that's truly up to you. But I'm just letting you know that this is not a relationship that is blessing you.
Yeah,
and there's
I know
no
at
blessings
this time, yeah.
that will come
I agree,
from it.
But I was hoping that things will change with his obstacles and he will resolve that situation in the next year or so.
No,
so
I can tell you that is not going to, again, he's got too many connections and too many, you know, connections that, you know, the ties that bind him, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
Too many ties that bind him to the life that he's currently leading. So it's not to say, and let me be quite clear, it's not to say that there's not a desire for you in his life, But I can say that there is not a desire to give up what he already knows and can count on for something that is an unknown thing. And the unknown thing, even though the two of you have a relationship, still is not quite secure enough to convince him to do otherwise. Now, I am going to say to you that is he happy with you in his life? Absolutely. Absolutely. Why wouldn't he be happy? But it's not going to be, I just feel like he is more about his things, his timing, his terms, et cetera, you know, wait, if you'll just wait a while longer, and then you don't see it coming into full fruition. And so, again, if you decide to continue this relationship, even for another year, I have to tell you, you will be disappointed. Why? Because this is not the person to bless your life.
Okay. I understand. Thank you
okay,
very much.
Okay, so... Now, I have to tell you, though, there's a lot of fish in the sea. You've heard that saying before. And
yeah.
I can tell you between right now and the November-December time frame of this year that mm-hmm. there is somebody else that enters your life in which you're going to decide between the one that you already know right now and whether or not you wish to move forward in a new direction with the new person. So keep that in the back of your mind as well, because the new person, I feel, very much wants to be consistent with you and has no obstacles or ties that bind him.
Yeah, definitely I'm looking for permanent partnership in future.
Well, there you go. You've got a new person
coming
in that will desire to be with you, desire to have, you know, build a future together. Desire those type of things. Very cut and dry kind of guy. In other words, you don't have to second guess what he says. He means what he says. He's very honest. Here's my situation. This is what I would like you and I to do, blah, blah, blah. So you won't be in the dark with this new one coming in.
Okay.
Okay? So okay. God bless you. I'm glad I was able to read for you.
Thank you so much. Blessings to you, Angela.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, our next caller is area code 352-897. You're on the line with Amanda and Angela. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you, ladies?
Hello.
We're doing
just
fine. Hi.
My name is Andrea, and I feel like I'm left in the dark, but out of all my several questions, I was wondering if you can maybe see what... Say what you see, and maybe it'll touch on a few things.
Okay,
I have,
so
like,
what is your question?
My question is about moving and my love life. Because
okay.
if I move, I feel like I will miss my love life here that I'm supposed to have. Does that sound weird?
No, it doesn't sound weird at all, because if you already have an interest in somebody, you're talking about, you know, leaving that individual to go to another location. And certainly by moving, that does place obstacles between the two of you. And you don't need a psychic to tell you that. You could logically know that that is what is happening. But here's the thing. I need to say to you that your move needs to be based upon what you truly want from it. In other words, it should not be based... Your move should not be based on, you know, having a relationship or not. Because I really do feel that if you move forward or even if you stay where you are, that particular relationship will have its own unique challenges anyway. Okay, do you understand what I'm saying? So if
yes.
you stayed where you are, it has its own unique challenges, and that's what relationships do, right? We don't always have a bed of roses in the relationship. But this particular interest, we'll call it, is a relationship that I don't feel is going to be a smooth relationship anyway.
That's my kid's father, and that's why I was wanting to move, because I had issues with him, thinking he can come
exactly.
over. He's with someone else, but he thinks he can come over anytime he wants.
Right. So,
so
that's what I'm saying to you, is that that particular interest is not something that you, you know, you don't want to miss your future based on a relationship, especially the one that you're interested in. That is really not going to go anywhere. What it will keep you in is more of a convoluted type of circle over and over and over again. You know, if you can, like a hamster on a wheel.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel it.
Well, I don't want to be with him. He left me. And he went on, and he's with his girlfriend now that he says he wants to marry and all this, so that's fine. But at the same time, me moving, I think it'll be beneficial to the kids and I.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, and that's why I say that you cannot base your decision on moving based on a relationship at all. You know, so that part, as far as the moving goes, that's a positive effect for you, by the way. Very, very positive. So, you know, don't hesitate about the move. What is your month and day of birth?
11-12-1982.
11-12, huh? Let's see. You are definitely in a cycle that is going to allow you to, you know, take advantage of your move. In other words, right now you are currently in what's called the Hanged Man cycle. You can always look it up online. That's part of the major arcana of Tarot. But on your birthday, you're going into Justice, and wow, what a year ahead for you. So from November of 2013 to November of 2014, I really do see that this is your time to shine. And so what you decide to do, let's say as far as moving, plans that you make, et cetera, certainly are going to balance out. In other words, you're not going to have to worry about being delayed in the process. You're not going to have to worry about too many extremes, you know, like, oh, my gosh, this is so terrible, or, oh, this is such a the best thing in my life. It's just an even keel for you. So look from the November of this year to the November of the following year to be a very good year for you. So what you do up until then, between right now and November, I already know is a lot of planning in process and putting together the things that you need to put together in order to make your move more effective and positive. So, you know, feel free to make that move, because it does indeed bless you.
Well, I'm wondering, because I'm working with this program that works with single mothers that helps them move and stuff like that, and
mm-hmm.
I kind of sort of don't see it happening really soon, but I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what's my weight.
Tell you that you will be moved before November.
Okay.
So we're in April, so you will have already moved before November. So it's a matter of choice, right? So I'm letting you know that the only thing that you can rely on as far as the move goes is that there's a little waiting period, right? But
mm-hmm.
if you decide that you really want to move, you have the vehicle in which to make that move. In other words, whether you go through a program or you go through somebody that you already know, the move is taking place. Now, you could decide at the last minute, no, I'm just going to stay here. And you could do that any day of the week. But if you decide to stay, expect the same type of thing. Okay, so same pattern. And so once you make a move, I'm just letting you know that it's a positive effect for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, I have one other quick question about
sure.
what you said earlier about knowing that you're intuitive. Now,
yes.
I was told that I was intuitive, but I don't know what is my gift. I was told healing, and then I was told talking to people. I don't really know.
Well, you know, here's the thing. You already have all of the abilities. And when somebody says to you, you know, you have the gift, the ability to heal, that is just them saying, you know what, this is something that you would thrive in. Or if you decided to enhance your abilities to become, let's say, a psychic medium, that would be more of your forte versus somebody that is just doing, let's say, retrocognition, looking into the past, right? So the thing is that you have all of the abilities, you know, the mediumship, the clairvoyance, the psychic abilities. It's a matter of you tuning into them, putting some time in there so you can develop that intuitive muscle. So matter of choice, you know, but you have to develop it.
Something was weird. It happened today, and I really don't want to discuss it. It was so embarrassing. But I don't know. I try to listen, but I don't. When I get there, I'm like, okay, why am I here?
Well, you have to develop your connection. You have to develop your connection in order to be able to recognize the intuitive messages coming to you, the spiritual message. You know, so I would say that if you just begin with meditation 15, 20 minutes a day, that in a month or two's time, you will see that a window has opened up and that you're becoming more and more aware of those other abilities, you know, showing themselves.
So meditate, like as in look at a candle and watch the candle?
You can look at a candle. You can stay in silence. You can, you know, jump on YouTube, for example, and listen to guided meditations. But you really do want to, you know, build your intuitive abilities upon meditation because that's your vehicle. Meditation is your vehicle. In other words, it opens those doors for you to be able to speak to others, you know, whether you're a medium or speak to your spiritual guides or beyond. So it taps into the subconscious and the superconscious.
Okay. What if I decide I don't want to use it, just, I don't know. You can't quite say that, right? Like, what if I say I don't want to use it for this or?
Well, that's up to you. You can apply it. You know, if you know how to cook French cooking, you know, if you were an expert chef, it doesn't mean that an expert chef and doing French cooking is going to cook French food all the time, right?
Right.
It's a matter of choice. Do I want to remain and cook French or teach others how to do this, or do I just want to go, no, I think I'm going to make Cajun tonight, or I'm just eating out, I'm not going to bother. So it's up to you which areas that you wish to go into, and it's up to you also when to apply them. So whether for self, you know, you use it for yourself, or you use it for family and friends only, that's up to you.
I thought you can't, this is what I was told, if you're psychic, you can't read on yourself, you can only read for others.
You can, but here's the thing, it's very difficult. It's very difficult because the reason why it's difficult is when a psychic gets a message for him or herself, we're just like everybody else. We go, nah, that can't be right because why? That's not what I want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a routine of dismissing. No, I don't want it to be like that. That must be wrong. Because I'm planning to do this, but it's telling me that that's the results. And so that's the only reason why it's very difficult. If you can set that aside and just trust the messenger, then you're fine.
Okay.
Well, God
Got
bless
it.
You. It's been great to read for you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you for calling in, 352. We have one more caller, Angela, and then we're going to end the show. And
okay.
It's area code 314-225. I'm going to let her on now, and then we will end the show. Hello there.
Hi. This is Claudia. How are you both doing today?
Hello, Claudia. How are you doing?
I am fine. How are you, Angela? It's so nice to talk to you.
So nice to talk to you, Claudia. What's your question?
Actually, I've got a whole bunch of them. I'll have to try to narrow it down. My biggest question really has to do with my husband and my daughter. I'm in the process of getting divorced, and I'm having some challenges with regards to where I should really go as far as he's concerned. I think that he is deceiving and lying to me, and I just need some ideas about what I should do as far as how I can move forward with making sure that I uncover the deception and you know, what would best serve everyone's purpose in the long run.
Well, let me just say that your soon-to-be ex-husband is really concerned about his own stability. And I need to say to you that not only in the way of emotional stability, but stability, I feel like his world has been a little rocked. Whether he was the one to initiate the severing of the relationship or if you were. So stability is something that he certainly is having a problem with. As far as deception goes, you are right on about that particular thing, Claudia. And I have to tell you that I don't see that that deception is going to change. I need to let you know that between right now and the October time frame, that I really do feel like you're going to go through the legal process. Legal process would be divorce. Now, you've already shared with me that you're in that process anyway. But I feel like even if it's not divorce, I feel like there's a secondary thing coming up legally. And I feel like that's something that he initiates, not you, but he initiates. And I feel like that secondary thing is because he wants to be the one in control of the situation. He wants to be able to, for lack of a better word, manipulate how and when things happen for you. So he wants to be the one in the control tower, I guess, for lack of a better word. I do see that there is some sort of agreement which the two of you will make, and that agreement is more than likely over the child itself. But I have to tell you that agreements will not be long-lasting. So if your agreement is over the child or whatever, you know, a whole entourage of things that you finally, you know, have a peace treaty on, I need to say to you that he is not going to be a man of his word and keep consistencies. Rather, you will find that he will start to make excuses on why he hasn't kept his word. You know, the wind blew the wrong way that day. You didn't return my call. You know, just nitpicking, and that's why you broke the agreement with me. I'm breaking it with you. And so I just need to let you know that I don't find that your ex is a happy person now, and I don't find that he's a happy person in the near future, being in the next now to 18 months, simply because he's too busy making himself and others miserable. After that, then he'll finally get into the program and recognize that he is his own worst enemy. Now, I want to say to you, though, Claudia, that there's a tendency to be a bit jealous about your success coming up. And what do I mean by that?
That's been an ongoing...
I need to let you know that, you know, when it comes to expanding your, you know, income, expanding, you know, giving, being given more exposure, and these type of things, there's a bit of jealousy there. I don't feel like your husband has the capabilities the same as you. In other words, it's much easier for you to be able to progress forward while he's not able to progress as rapidly as you are.
Oh, wow.
So look for that to
Nobody's
be a
ever told
source
me that
of
before.
Tension between the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what's your other question?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I'm sorry?
I said, what's your other question?
It had mainly to do with my daughter. She's 15. And I just get a strong sense that he is trying to turn her against me using the not only his influence, but also the influence of his family since I filed. They live near me and him. My family does not. And so my biggest challenge is what direction I should go in as far as she is concerned, because I'm trying to teach her right from wrong.
and he's undermining everything that I'm trying to do with her.
So what is the daughter's month and day of birth?
4/19/1998. She just had her 15th birthday.
Oh, well, congratulations on that. They're beautiful, beautiful, beautiful children when that's
mm-hmm.
concerned. I need to let you know that, you know, your daughter is not going to be easily swayed. In other words, I don't believe that, you know, that there's much credit being given on the daughter's ability to make her own decisions. I am going to say that right now I feel that she is back and forth on how she feels about certain things between the two of you. But look for her to really now start to kind of pull away from both you and her father. And when I say pull away, I'm talking about her being able to say, you know what, this is between the two of you, not me. I'm not going to be in the middle of it. That's the attitude. And I need to let you know that she will, let's see, 6 months from now is October. So sometime in the late September, early October time frame, any time between right now and then, I feel like your daughter is basically announcing, this is about me. You know, when is it getting back to me? The focus is on me. But I need to let you know that even though the other family may try to influence her, in the long run, your daughter will not say, oh, I'm on their side versus my mother's side. I feel like she's going to be able to incorporate, you see, incorporate herself into both sides. Will she choose sides? I think what she's going to do is choose for self. In other words, I feel like she's going to say, this is nonsense. This is about my life. You all are making decisions, and it's affecting me. And I feel that she becomes very vocal about that. And the reason why I feel like she's vocal about it is because she is trying to overcome the tension between the two, you know, you and your ex-husband. She's trying to survive it and find her place. So look for her to be vocal. And I'm not saying that she's going to agree with the other side and then agree with you. I feel like she's going to have tension between both your ex-husband's side as well as you. So if you start to see her reacting or unhappy or mad, it's because she's just kind of, you know, over it. You know, when is it going to get back to me? I'm tired of this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. So she'll be very vocal. So, you know, don't worry about that. I really do feel like your 15-year-old, by way of you, is getting strong counseling. And getting back to your daughter, you know, what are your plans? What would you like? How can we see this happen for you? Will make her more attentive to her mother. Do you understand what I'm saying? When you shift the energy towards her, then that's when the shift of saying, you know what, my mom is a wise person. And I wish to take my mother's advice. My mother is concerned about my life. And that's the attitude that I'm feeling. Now, your 15-year-old's got something new she's starting up, by the way, between right now and the end of the summer season. And summer season on the calendar would be third week September when fall comes in. But, you know, look for back to school time, you know, whether that's August or September. But any time between now and then, your daughter's got something new that she's starting up in the way of learning some sort of new skill or maybe taking on a job or taking on some sort of interest in which she's learning and growing. And I like that for your daughter, by the way.
Okay. I'll keep an eye out for it. Do you have a sense of what she's developing an interest in?
I feel like it's not just, hey, I want to do something artsy. I feel like it's very much, these are the skills that I wish to learn so I can make some money at it or I can get into another program. So I can't say, oh, I feel like it's the marching band or painting Picasso pictures or anything of that nature. I just feel like it's something more skilled. You understand what I'm saying? So you might
Actually,
have something
I do.
In mind
it's
today
a lot of
that. That she's already shared with you. that she wants to do, but I'm letting you know that there's some sort of skilled-based training coming in for mm-hmm. her in which she's going to want to continue on with.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's awesome. Okay. I really appreciate the information. Thank you very much.
All right. So, Claudia, is there anything else that I can read for you?
Oh, gosh, I could sit here and pepper you with questions for the rest of the afternoon, but I can't. I really can't. It's not fair to you, and it's not fair to Amanda, but I want to thank you very much.
Well, I want to say one other thing. You know, Claudia, wherever you're living right now is not going to be your last mm-hmm. place that you're moving to, and any time between right now and the end of this year is when that move mm-hmm. will take place. And I don't
feel like it's
because I can't handle where I'm at. I feel like you're mm-hmm. expanding your move, as your decision to move is based on expanding how you earn your income and where your support network is. Now, you might get a little resistance from the daughter because, mm-hmm. again, it's about her, right, her interests, what she's
right.
starting, et cetera, et cetera. But in mm-hmm. the long run, when you make that move, it is a positive one for you, especially in the way you earn your money.
I was planning on moving to a multifamily apartment complex, owning it and renting most of the units out and living in one of them.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you
yeah.
go.
And
that's
I'm looking
one,
for something
that's one
very
possibility,
specific.
Though, Claudia. There's a secondary mm-hmm. thing
yeah.
coming up for you, though.
Oh, what's
a secondary
that?
Situation.
Okay.
Well, God bless you. It's been wonderful to speak with you today.
Marvelous talking to you, too. Thank you very much, Angela. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you, Claudia. All right, Angela, that was our last caller, and I want to thank you for coming on today, and we will do this again.
All right. Sounds great, Amanda. Thank you for having me, and thank your listeners for me as well.
I certainly will. Thank you for today, and we will see you next Monday, 11 a.m. Central Time. And, Angela, I look forward to having you on again.
Thank you, Amanda. Goodbye.
Have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.